weakness. Let's magnify the name of Jehovah God. He confirmed the words of his servant, performing the counsel of his messengers. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Big end for Jesus. Let's listen to the following documented testimony, and as we engage, we shall be the next to testify. Number one, healed of COVID-19. In December 2020, I tested positive for COVID-19. And for 24 days, I was bedridden. The doctor told me I needed to be admitted, but I refused. At about 7 a.m. the next day, while my wife went to get oxygen for me, I heard a voice say, "Go and listen to Bishop David Oyedepo's message on Is There No Balm in Gilead?" Thereafter, while listening, I placed my hands on the TV screen as the bishop ministered, and I felt the siege of COVID-19 destroyed immediately. Let's celebrate God. Then I asked the doctor to do another test. Lo and behold, when the result came back, I was declared free from the virus. Celebrate God. I give all the glory to God. Reverend Sebastian Mubika testified from Zimbabwe. One more time, clap offering for Jesus. Number two, miracle job via prayer. For 8 years, one of my sons that completed his master's was without a job. So we came to Canaanland on Saturday and attended WSF thereafter. We met with Pastor David Oyedepo Jr. and he prayed for him. That same evening, when we got back to where we lodged, my son got 3 calls for job offers. Let's celebrate God. Now he has resumed with one, which is an international company. Let's celebrate God. 3 weeks ago, when my second son completed his National Youth Service Program, I advised him to do the same thing his elder brother did. So we came to church and we saw Bishop David Oyedepo, who prayed for him. That same evening, my son went for evangelism. Thereafter, he called a company that he once engaged with, and they told him they have been looking for him. Lo and behold, he also got a miracle job. Celebrate God. I give God all the glory. Awoyele Deborah is the testifier. Who is the door of all this awesome testimony? BB clap for Jesus. Shall we rise and begin to celebrate the doer? Magnify him. Begin to wave your hands and begin to celebrate him. He's a faithful God.
Will you lift your hands to heaven and give glory to God this morning? Let's give him thanks for those testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. Our God specializes in the impossible, healing the dreaded COVID-19 cheaply in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, granting miracle jobs to his people. Give him thanks and give him praise. Make sure you are not muttering your words, but that you are giving qualitative thanks unto God. Giving qualitative thanks unto God. Give qualitative thanks unto God. Appreciate him and glorify him. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart for turning your thanksgiving into testimonies. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Register your voice of appreciation before God. Register your voice of appreciation before God. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Our Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give glory unto your name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And you are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. And blessed be your holy name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come here today, Lord, to hear from you. I've come to be taught by you. I've come to be instructed by you. Lord, teach me your way. Show me your way. Give me your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come to give you all the glory. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the testimonies that we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. Lord, for the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And this morning, our eyes are upon you again. We ask that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Our line of exhortations for this week has been Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. We have come to establish that Thanksgiving simply is acknowledging God's acts. Acknowledging God's acts. And it is a demand from God that every act of God is acknowledged in thanksgiving. In Psalm 28 and verse 5, the Bible says, because they regarded not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand, he shall destroy them and not build them up. So lack of thanksgiving is a risk. It is demanded of man that we give thanks unto God. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15 down to verse 17. We are told there, it says, that hear and give ear and be not proud. In verse 16, it says, give glory unto God before he cause darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, ye turn it to the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. And verse 17 says, but if you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye will weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So when we are told that thanksgiving is a must, it is because lack of thanksgiving is a risk. Gratitude to God is a fundamental requirement to enjoying the best of God in the adventure of life. And particularly when it comes to the growing of the church, thanksgiving is an absolute necessity. Let's begin by understanding this when it comes to God, that our God is the nation-taking God. Our God is the nation-taking God. The ability of God is unlimited, and he has the capacity, among others, to take entire nations. In 1 Kings 18, verse 36 to 39, we are told there how that after Israel had turned into the worship of Baal, Elijah went up with them to the mount. And the Bible says that when the time of the evening sacrifice had come, he said, Elijah the prophet went before the Lord and prayed a simple prayer. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. He was talking about a specific territory. And that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. And verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again, an entire nation. He said in verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. And in verse 39, we are told concerning these people, and when all the people, say with me, all the people. That's talking about an entire nation. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. In a moment, God swept through an entire nation and took it over in one moment. Our God is the nation-taking God. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and verse 42, we are told there again concerning the people of Israel that it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the self-same day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. In the same day, the self same day, all the hosts, the entire nation came out. Our God is the nation taking God. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 19, we are told in verse 9 and verse 10, verse 10 in particular, Acts 19 and verse 10, we are told there concerning the ministry of Paul. It says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. All of them. All of them. In Exodus, all came out. In 1 Kings, all turned to the Lord. Here again, all heard the word. In verse 20 of that same scripture, Acts 19, 20, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. If you check it in that scripture, they started with only 12 people. But within 2 years, all that dwelt in Asia, the word of the Lord prevailed over them. What is God saying to us? That when it comes to the taking of any nation, our God is a specialist at it. He's a specialist. So wherever you see a nation being brought under the dominion of the gospel, it is not the expertise of man. It is the hand of God. It is the hand of God. Like we see across our nation, Nigeria today, where you find the gospel taking practical dominion everywhere. It is the hand of God at work. Shout hallelujah. Our God is the nation-taking God. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 27. The Bible tells us there. It says that the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? When it is God, it cannot be opposed. When it is God, it cannot be resisted. When it is God, it cannot be subdued. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, the Bible makes us understand very clearly. It said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Territories, cities, nations are given simply by the hand of God. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24, the Bible tells us there, I've given you Sihon the Amorite and his land. Now begin to contend with him in battle and possess it. I have given. So it is God that gives nations. It is God that gives nations. He is the territory taking, the nation taking God. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. Beyond that, it's also important that we understand that God is at the center of all forces that engender church growth. God is at the center of all forces that engender church growth. Psalm chapter 127 and verse 1, except the Lord build the house, the laborers labor but in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman is awake but in vain. So it is God's involvement that brings about supernatural delivery. It is God's involvement. When it comes to the growth of the church, the hand of man is utterly incapable of building the church of God. Remember, we saw earlier in Matthew 16, 18, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. There is nothing a man can do to build the church of God. It is God at work. All that man does is to be an instrument in the hand of God for the building of his church. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. In John chapter 15 and verse 5, the scripture tells us there, remember John 15, we are told there about, you know, Jesus being the vine beginning from verse 1 and the Father being the husbandman, and that we are to bring forth fruit. But look at verse 5 in particular. Jesus speaking here said, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So the best of man without God equals nothing. The best of man without God equals nothing. The best of man without God equals nothing. No matter how much effort you put, without God's involvement, the outcome is nothing. You agree with me that 1 billion times zero is zero. If God is not there, the multiplier effect is zero. So everything that a man can do equals nothing without God. So it is God that is at the center of the building and the advancement of the church of Christ. I see each one of us receiving grace to keep acknowledging him in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, we must take note that as we continue to give thanks, the church continues to grow supernaturally. As we continue to give thanks, the church continues to grow supernaturally. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, it said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. He said, let the people praise thee, and the earth shall yield an increase, and God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. So when you are busy celebrating God, there is a continuous growth that begins to take place in the church of Christ. And take note of this. The church cannot be growing and your life is not blossoming. As you are part of the growing of the church, God ensures the blossoming of your life. In Jeremiah 30 and verse 19, it says that I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So I have good news for you. You have come to your era of decoration. I see God causing your life to flourish and to blossom. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. You cannot be part of seeing the church grow and God watch you groan. He will keep ensuring that your life blossoms, that you keep going from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from level to level. And that shall become your experience from today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you and I must continue to engage in advancing the kingdom of God, recognizing that it is not our effort, but that God working in us is the one that causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as we do so, we begin to see his mighty hand decorate every department of our lives. We have come to the age, like God's servant said, where we will see the rise of giants at a rate never seen before. Where God will be catapulting people to heights that have never been attained before. Where things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor hearts of men conceived will become practical reality in the lives of the people of God. And I see somebody here that is a candidate for that. But what you and I must keep doing is keep glorifying God. God has no problem working, like God's servant will say, when no man is busy stealing his glory. As you keep glorifying God, he keeps elevating you. As you keep glorifying God, he keeps elevating you. It's not only building his church, he keeps lifting his people. You shall be lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. Rising your feet with me this morning, lift your hand before the Lord and give glory to God. Lord, for all we have seen as a church, in the growing of the church, in the building of the church, in the testimonies of the lives of people, we have come to say thank you. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and just give quality thanks unto God, appreciating him and glorifying him. Appreciating him and glorifying him. Lord, I've come today with a voice of thanksgiving. I've come today with a voice of thanksgiving to glorify, to honor, and to celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Celebrate him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. Father, we have come to say thank you. Father, we have come to glorify you. You have done all things well. You are the builder of the church, the multiplier of the church. You are the taker of nations. You are the taker of territories. You are the one that subdues every assault of the enemy. You build your church against the assault of the gate of hell. The gates of hell cannot prevail, and for it we have come to say thank you. You are the one that decorates your saints. You beautify your saints, and for it we say thank you. Are you giving glory to God? Let your voice of thanksgiving, your voice of gratitude, let it be heard on high. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, give him thanks, and give him praise, and give glory unto him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. As you have given thanks, the hand of God will never cease decorating your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. We have our flowers for Sunday. Remember, Sunday is our covenant family day. And God has said that his intention is to erect a wall of fire round about us and all of our families. And that means that it is, your family becomes a no-go area for the enemy. A no-go area for the enemy. That is, there is a territory around you. Anywhere you go, anywhere your family goes, touch not, come not near, come not near. That shall be your experience. Stretch your hand towards these flyers right now and begin to decree and declare the breath of the Holy Ghost upon this material. The breath of the Holy Ghost upon this material. Right now, begin to declare the breath of the Spirit of God upon this material. Spirit of God, breathe upon it right now. Make it a sharp sickle of harvest as it goes out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Father, we send this forth as a sharp sickle of harvest, coming in with a bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. It is done in Jesus' precious name. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Let's be reminded, as was announced on Wednesday, that the Covenant University convocation, 15th convocation, takes place today to the glory of God. Give Jesus a big hand. And the way God has kept decorating the university, he will keep decorating your life in Jesus' name. Speak to the day right now. Make your declarations and your decrees. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Thank you, Lord, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. The day is declared blessed, a day of testimonies, a day of advancement in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. Pick up the flowers you require as you go and be blessed.